Michael, did you have your hand up?
He did.
Hi, my name is Michael McNabo. I live at 21 Atlantic Street in the South End and own other rental properties throughout the city. I also am a real estate professional. I had written all sorts of intelligent things to say about real estate, but my colleagues already spoke so eloquently about that, that I will skip over that. And I want to talk about a couple of specific things. One is an issue that was touched on a little bit earlier by another speaker. And that is just generally the sense that we are a community here, and whatever solutions we work on, we really have to work on that together as a collective. I have experienced in the last probably a couple of years, and I think this is more of a commentary on the social and political sort of environment today, but if you go onto social media and talk about the issues that this city is trying to grapple with, mostly being affordable housing, access to affordable housing, and now the introduction of the tax reevaluation, I have found that a lot of the commentary is really negative and becomes very personal and tribal. And that's something that's really troubling to me as a member of this community. I think that it's very easy to, in the anonymity of the internet, to cast aspersions at other people that have different opinions or maybe coming at things from a different perspective. But without taking the time to actually ask some questions or understand who that person truly is, I think it's very ignorant, and I wish it would subside. So I am not opposed to a reevaluation per se. I think that if you listen to what most people are saying about it, it's the timing. The timing is very poor. We're experiencing, as Melanie referenced, an episodic real estate event that who knows where we'll be in another year. All of the pressures that everybody is aware of are affecting everything we do. Every consumable, every consumer good, real estate is not immune to that. So there is, I think that there is an appeal to come up with a more constructive way, a better way to do this, a more gradual way to do this. I've heard people reference the state law that requires us to be at a certain percentage of market valuation with our assessed values. I understand that the same law also requires municipalities to conduct a reevaluation every 5 years. To my understanding, the last citywide full revaluation was over 18 years ago. So, there seems to be a disconnect between the responsibility of the municipality to keep step with these things, and now we're going to play catch up, and all of the taxpayers are going to take it on the chin. It doesn't seem equitable. So I think that we have to, I agree with the people that advocated for some public comment and some collaborative work around this issue. It's extremely important. I am afraid that if we do something radical, that it will affect, could create a little mini market bubble collapse just in Rockland. The taxes are already a challenging issue. When selling real estate here, owning rental properties, I can tell you that there's no affordable housing conversation if the taxes in this community are go up by a factor of multiples of 10. It becomes very challenging. So, and on that same vein, if I have another minute or so.
30 what, seconds, Michael.
I'd like to know more about what is the plan. Are there plans to develop housing here? Because everybody keeps talking about affordable housing. I haven't heard anybody talk about developing housing in a planned way. Where are the 40 acre sites that a developer can come in and create 20, 30, 40 units of affordable, accessible housing? That is a solution that must be looked at and explored. So, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.